Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Go from a fan of the show to star of the show. Send us your opinions now, and they could be discussed live on today's show. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Happy New Year, Canada. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. And sports fans, Canadian sports fans around the world. This is the Rod Peterson Show, the first of 2020.
Yeah.
Hey, Dupes.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Same to you. Thanks to everybody for joining us for coffee this morning on the Rod Peterson Show, episode number 147. I'm Rod. He's Darren. It's like if I'm Frank Sinatra, he's Dean Martin.
I like it.
You like that?
I like it.
The Rat Pack. And we got Sammy Davis Jr. coming up shortly. And that includes, that is Jared Dumba. Jared will be with us, one of our hockey analysts will be in. Jason Greger from TSN Radio Edmonton's going to join us to chat a little Oilers and Eskimos. And Toronto Argonauts kicker Zach Medeiros will be joining us to talk some CFL, some NFL, NHL. The last time he was only on for like 5-7 minutes.
Yeah.
And he's like, whoa, I was going to be on for half an hour. So we'll go. So we're going to do it again and get into some topics we didn't that day. Along the way, I'm hoping to have folks tell us where you're watching from today or listening online at rodpeterson.com. Let's do that. Some fun 2020 thing. Where are you watching from today, everybody? We'd love to know. Does it feel like a new year to you?
No.
Done a lot to me either.
Because the Christmas tree's down and all the stuff's changed around here, but. I don't know. It just blends in. I had to remind myself what day it was today.
Feels like Monday.
Feels like a Monday.
Totally feels like Monday. Okay, here we go. The Jug is watching. Pat Janix from Saskatoon. He says, Happy New Year to the gang. Tuning in from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And it's plus 25 already. Thanks a lot, Jug.
I know.
Thanks for reminding. It's not bad here, though. It's minus 3.
He's reminding us on our social media, though, on a daily basis. Oh, yeah. I know he is to you, because he is to me.
Robert Anderson watching says, Happy New Year from Oakville, Ontario. When will Nick Lewis be on the show again? Excellent guest. Well, it's all part of what we've got under wraps here in 2020. So just hold on to your bingo cards, and we'll get to that. Bo in Saskatoon, Nathan in Carrot River, Saskatchewan, and I believe we had the Majuri family from Smyrna Beach, Florida, checking in today. Oh, and by the way, Don Mitchell, my Navy friend, says, back in Ottawa, it's a long drive from Saskatoba to Ottawa via north of Superior. So thank you, Don, for chiming in from Ottawa. I just wanted to show the world that we are truly national, if not international. One thing that I kind of like here is the list of topics I go through here in this opening segment. The rollout for Flooring Superstore and our friends over there, the Dickens. The rollout, some of the topics that I want to get to today. One, World Junior Hockey Championship quarterfinal, Canada versus Slovakia. Jared, can you look over your left shoulder? What's the last score we had? Is it on the TV?
Was six.
5-0
last. 6-0.
Yeah.
6-0 Canada. It's over. It's over. This quarterfinal's over. Canada's spanking Slovakia. Still 6-0. Thank you. Our poll question today for Capital Auto Mall will be regarding the World Juniors, and that is, if you boys will throw that up, thank you. Are we too hard as Canadian hockey fans on the World Junior hockey team from Team Canada? Because after all, they're just boys. That's what I hear, right? And I saw some of the players saying after the 6-0 loss on the weekend to Russia that they had to turn off their social media because they were getting abused too bad. So I'll get your take on that. Number two, the NHL Outdoor / Winter Classic yesterday was outstanding. Did you watch it? Dallas came back to beat Nashville 4-2. It was great. Watched the first period and a bit of that before we had our own Winter Classic with the family on the dugout at the farm, which was great. Another topic, WHL games on New Year's Day. You called the Blades game yesterday?
Yeah.
Wasn't much. Spanked.
They played Winnipeg, the Winnipeg Ice, a young team. I think their average age was like 17.4 years or 5 years, but they are highly talented team. They've had some top picks because they've struggled the last couple
Very
years.
Winnipegish.
Yeah, but Peyton Krebs, he might be the best player in the Western Hockey.
He's a guy that you want to buy tickets for to watch.
He is.
When he comes through your
town. When the puck's on his stick, there's not much he can't do. And there's a few other players there, including Connor McClellan, who was the number two pick in the 2017 Western Hockey League draft. 17 now. He's become a really good player.
I'm going to sprinkle in some greetings as we go. Terry writes us from the Kisikoos First Nation, north of Kamsack. He's watching. Lee Paulu writes us. He says he's in Yorkton. Got you guys on the phone and Team Canada on the TV. Perfect. That sounds like a perfect day to me over the holidays. Moving on. 0.5 in the NFL. Cleveland Browns firing general manager John Dorsey yesterday. Happy New Year to him.
Yeah.
Out the door. Some of the candidates to be the next head coach of the Cleveland Browns, as of me watching ESPN this morning, are Mike McCarthy, Josh McDaniels, two of the guys that are going to interview for the head coaching job. 0.6, the Dallas Cowboys have yet to fire Jason Garrett. Have you noticed?
A third meeting
today
between Jerry Jones and Jason Garrett. Now, I've been watching a little bit of this and reading some stuff, and you know, Adam Schefter was one that pointed it out. The Cowboys don't operate like a normal...
You saw that?
Like a regular
family
team.
Business.
They operate more like a family, and Jason Garrett has been there for a while.
Part of the family.
And he's a real big part of the family. So it's not just about wins and losses and firing the coach. They operate like a family, so they're going to go through this and... You know, you don't just cut your family members loose.
So, not usually.
Not usually.
Some do.
So it's a little different.
Some families do.
And it surprised me because I wouldn't think that's how Jerry Jones would operate. I thought he'd be more shrewd than that. So that kind of makes me like him a little bit more.
Corey Mark writes in, he was on our Houston trip. He got engaged over the New Year's. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Corey Mark writes in, he says, Happy New Year's. Corey, you got engaged? What are you, tired of being happy?
I met his fiance in the
Everybody
airport.
Loves that one.
So that's great. She's a great girl. Congratulations, Corey. You met her too, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
She's great. I'm joking, of course.
Of course you are.
Not everybody gets my sense of humor, which reminds me, 0.7, CFL News, Jeremiah Masoli signed with the Hamilton Tiger Cats an extension. Are we surprised? We'll get into that today. A little more in hour two when we do more football. That he is not going to free agency. I think a lot of people were surprised. Dane Evans led the Tie Cats to the Grey Cup appearance, but they went and signed the guy that had the job before him. 0.8, I want to put a wrapper on the Bull Levi Mitchell thing. Just because I had a lot of questions from the media, some fans over the last couple, this week, going, what's with the Bull Levi thing? Why are you so on this? And I had to clarify. Justin Dunk wrote this story on Sunday. This is the timeline. It was like a year-end story, stories of the year in the CFL. And one was Bull Levi Mitchell not wanting to come on this show because he's still upset over the shut-your-mouth call from 3 years ago. And I wanted to explain to them, so I'll explain to our viewers and listeners this morning, and that is this kind of stuff with Bull Levi and Brandon Banks and Simone Lawrence, it's child's play to me. And you're around me every day. You get it.
Yep.
When we get off the air at noon, the rest of my days spent dealing like people with crippling PTSD, broken people, people that have had horrible things happen to them in their lives. That's not even their fault. A great example is Chris Beaudry, Humboldt Broncos coach. To use his term, 16 family members were killed, wiped out. He's got me on speed dial. Like, if he calls, I'm leaving the bunker to take it, right? Yeah. These are the kind of guys. Now, I'm not dealing with Chris every day, but I'm just saying that's serious stuff, okay? He's trying to figure out how to get through today. People that have had trauma in their lives. So I get so mad last year when it hit the one-year anniversary of the Broncos crash, and people are saying, oh, is it 1 year already? That went by fast. You stupid ass. It went by fast for you because you went back to your life and stopped thinking about it. What about all those people whose world stopped on April 6, 2018, and it has not restarted yet? This is what they're dealing with. And it's people like that that I deal with every day, and I love it. So when guys' feelings are hurt because something I said on the radio or here, because I said you're acting thuggish, or you are thuggish because you're acting that way, or you completely lose your marbles Grey Cup weekend because I said Cody Fajardo should have been named MOP instead of you. I'm sorry to say, but these guys' emotions are like me batting a balloon around. Do you know what I mean? It's not.
No, it is.
And it's, I understand. Like people say, Rod, you can't compare everybody's life to what you're dealing with. Why not? I got the show.
Yeah.
So,
do you think that the Cowboys get rattled because Stephen A. trolls them and wears a cowboy hat on First Take?
Well, Rudy's feelings are getting hurt, and frankly, I'm getting tired of it, because what am I supposed to say?
It's the game. It's the business.
It is a game.
And, you know, it's funny. You see people talking about, you know, journalism and trying to say, you know, it's opinion.
Oh,
it's
journalism.
A show.
Don't get me started.
We're not sitting here breaking news, like writing news stories.
It's
We're
entertainment.
News, but it's entertainment.
Well, and furthermore.
Entertainment first.
That's. I would rather help people, and the people that know me best, a lot of them sitting in this room understand, it feels good in here. Nobody understands it until you actually go help somebody. Theo gets it. What did Fleury say? You think you're having a crappy day? Go help somebody. And you'll realize your day's not that bad. And people say to me, I don't even want to name who they are. You know who they are. They're like, Is that a job? Is that a career? Helping people? I'm like turning down large sums of money because people are like, Rod, for everything you've done for our son, please take this. And I'm like, no, it's the right thing to do. And you wonder why the monk in the cave in Tibet is the happiest guy in the world, sitting there barefoot and hadn't said anything for 10 years. He's given everything away. He's at peace.
Yeah.
I'm at peace. Believe me, I'm at peace. So it's very hard to rattle me. Divorce, beat addiction, lost jobs, family deaths, public humiliation, multiple times. Like, and I'm still here.
And you're in a good spot now. It's funny. Hey,
what are you going to do to me now? What are you going to do? Come at me. With your best shot, please. I guarantee you, I'll still be here. So, yeah. Well.
You will. No.
I've been shanked by the closest people to me. I'm not going to put myself in that position again. So people are on it. Why are you so happy doing a Facebook show? It's because we own it. You got a problem? Call the boss here. Some guy's trying to get me fired this week because I'm to journalism what the National Enquirer is to the journalism industry. Anyway, hashtag fire Peterson. Send that to my boss, okay? You can't do that anymore.
Comes right to you. Yeah, it's funny because it's, again, it's entertainment. It's, you know, it's sports talk. We're here to have fun, to have coffee with people in the morning, and hopefully people can smile and have some fun and laugh along the way, and that's what it's all about, right? Yeah, you're going to break news now and then, but we're not doing 60-minute investigative reports. Like, that's not what this is. We're not journalists.
It's fun. It's entertainment. And again, you can't handle something that somebody said about you.
Yeah.
Look in the mirror, man. Jared Dumba joining us next here in the bunker in block two.
Yeah.
So these are the topics that we just named. We haven't got into them yet. Did any of these tickle your fancy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
All of them.
So this has been the rollout for Flooring Superstore and our friends the Dickens over there, and we'll dive right into it. Coming up next, you're watching The Rod Peterson Show on this Thursday morning, first show of 2020 on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Every sale held in 2019 has led up to our biggest event of the year. Ring in the savings with year-end clear out at Capital Ford Lincoln. We're making a list and checking it twice of the biggest savings on brand new vehicles this holiday season. Get into a brand new 2019 4x4 F-150 for as low as $33,495 plus tax. And brand new 2019 Ford Escapes are starting at just $23,999 plus tax. It's the most wonderful time of the year at Saskatchewan's largest Ford store, Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
Hi, I'm Joshua John Batista. I'm a staff radiation oncologist at the Allen Blair Cancer Center. CT simulators are essential for all modern radiation treatments. Before a patient can undergo the treatment planning process, the CT simulator is the first step. So it allows us to plan and deliver radiation treatments for thousands of patients.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989. Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Everybody, welcome. Oh, you like the hoodie? I got this from the boys at Bonzini's the other day, went for lunch. I said, it's got to be a one-and-doneer. If they sponsor the program, different story, but they watch every day. Hello, Bonzos. Great spot in South Regina. Legendary. Morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room. He suffered a brain hemorrhage on December 12th and underwent emergency surgery. One of the greatest commissioners in sport. No doubt. The game time temperature was a balmy 13 degrees Celsius for the NHL's annual New Year's outdoor matchup, but it took the Dallas Stars almost two periods to warm up. Stars scored four times in a 7:43 span, bridging the second and third periods to turn a 2-0 deficit into a 4-2 win over Nashville in the Cotton Bowl. Quarterback Justin Herbert scored three rushing touchdowns to give number 7 Oregon a 28-27 victory over number 11 Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl in California. In other college football action, Mac Jones threw three touchdown passes as the Alabama Crimson Tide beat Michigan 35-16 in the Citrus Bowl in Florida. And Don Larson, the journeyman pitcher who threw a perfect game and the only no-hitter in World Series history for the New York Yankees in 1956, has died. He was 90. That is your Thursday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. Again, we welcome your comments on the Facebook wall. We welcome your comments on the Prairie Mobile text string, 306-840-8777. That's 840-8777. Tell you something about Prairie Mobile. They're your Sastel authorized dealer. Families trust Prairie Mobile. That's where we get our phones. As we welcome Darren DuPont and Jared Dumba to the bunker. Not Prairie Mobile's fault that the cell service was a little spotty on the dugout yesterday in our Winter Classic game.
How cool was that? That's always fun to see.
Looked like you guys were having a lot of fun out there.
Milestone, Saskatchewan.
Was it cold?
Not at all. Nice. Minus two.
Ooh.
Our attendance, one cow and one dog. Did you like that?
I liked that.
All our cousins skating on the dugout, it was a lot of fun.
Did you get some mooing?
Did you watch my Instagram story? There, thank you for that. See that cow watching from the south end zone? And there's another one of the whole group. Thank you, Clark, for putting those up. That's the whole group. All Nicholases. That's my mom's side of the family. But if you watch my Instagram story, I have a, you would not know this, Darren, but I have a repertoire of cattle calls. Growing up on the farm. Mm-hmm. And you saw it.
Yeah.
And I almost incited the one heifer, if you noticed, I started doing a cattle call and he went, did you see that?
Yeah.
He got ticked off. And it's fun stuff.
What'd you say? What'd you say to him?
I don't know what the language is. This one, I knew I had to leave the farm when I was 17 because when the cattle started talking back.
That's time to go.
It's time to go. Yeah. So anyways, it was fun playing outdoor hockey. Although I did undergo several ass over tea kettle spills, as they say. Is that just a Saskatchewan term?
I
tore my ACL, my ankle, something.
Yep.
But
noticed a little bit of a limp on you.
A major limp. But as my oldest brother said, he's probably watching or listening today, he says, I think he can suck it up for 2 hours tomorrow on your show. Yeah. Take him in there. From Clark, the Leaf Klingon, he says, on this day in 1992, the Maple Leafs acquired Doug Gilmour as part of a 10-player blockbuster trade with the Flames. Thank you, Clark. I'm not sure he was even born yet. What year were you born, Clark? 91. So he was one. Do you remember this? He vividly remembers the trade. Yeah. Hell of a trade, though.
He was excited. Yeah.
Led the Leafs to the Western Conference
Finals. And on this day, Regina Pats play-by-play man Phil Andrews is on his way to Winnipeg as we speak, going to watch Adam Brooks.
Brooksy, a big game tonight.
Big game, yeah.
Leafs at the Jets tonight. We'll be watching that one. We'll all be watching that one.
Oh yeah, yeah. I want to see Adam Brooks. I don't, you know, you knew it wasn't going to be long before he got called up there, and he's been play. You watch the AHL games if you get to, and he looks like one of the best players every game. So you knew it wasn't going to be long. I hope he gets on the board and gets a little confidence rolling. It would be nice to watch him score a goal.
Didn't you say, Dupes, he played 4-ish minutes in his NHL debut Saturday night?
4 minutes.
Against the Rangers?
4 or 5 minutes, yeah. It was good. Like, he wasn't out there a lot. But would you want to be in your NHL debut? I mean, no matter how many big minutes you've played, and I've never obviously done that, but you'd probably be pretty nervous. I'd be okay sitting on the bench and be like, all right, Austin, good shift. Mitch, you know, way to go. Need some water, Gatorade.
I gotta tell you, hey, you saw Dennis Hull in Delisle this summer, and he said it was his very first game in the NHL. He's with the Chicago Blackhawks. They're playing Detroit and Gordie Howe. Yeah. And the coach was Billy Ray of the Blackhawks. And Dennis was on the bench all game, sitting right between the defense and the forwards. You know what that means? You're not getting out there. And his skates were untied. And it was like middle of the third period. Billy Ray taps him in the back and he says, get out there, Dennis. Get out there and watch Hull. Or get out there and watch Howe. And Dennis goes, I can watch him fine right here. So,
tonight.
Same thing.
Tonight, he'll be ready for 12 minutes. But in your first one, I think 4 minutes, you're okay. Get your feet wet.
What was his plus minus?
Yeah. He had zero. He had the 1,000, right?
I would take zero.
He had the 1,000. One game played and zeros across the board.
Yeah. I know as a player, when you get into the games, you just want to play. Probably tough to, you know, it's your first game. You don't want to make any mistakes, so it's okay to see the zeros across the board. But he was probably chomping at the bit. I bet you he's ready to play, like you said, a good 10, 12 minutes tonight. But it'd be nice to just see him, you know, have a little bit more of a chance to do something out there.
Well, I did hear from Jets broadcaster Brian Munns this morning, the great Munzee, who is a Regina product, a Humboldt product. And he says, sends his regards to his home province of Saskatchewan, Munzee. I said, big one for you guys tonight. And we'll all be watching the Leafs at the Jets. By the way, Norway's chiming in today. Trent in Norway says, Norway calling. Happy New Year. In the third period, Canada 6, Slovakia 1. We'll see how the semis turn out. Go Canada. As we have to go to Norway this morning for an update on Team Canada.
Yeah.
Thank you for the segue, Trent, because this is a poll question I kind of wanted to do earlier in the week, Monday or Tuesday. Capital Automall Universal Collision Center poll, which I haven't tweeted yet, but I will once you guys start talking. And that is, are we as Canadian hockey fans too hard on the World Junior team? And is it any different than saying, are we too hard on junior players on their club teams? I've gone back and forth in my head on this for years, 17 years working in the Western Hockey League, now working in the SJHL as an ambassador. No, I don't think you're too hard because they live a rock star life, particularly the 19 and 20-year-olds. If they should be able to take it, you know, but I do remember not that long ago when Mark Lamb was running the Swift Current Broncos, he told the media to tell the fans to back off on their players. And I felt like getting a hold of Mark and saying, Mark, you got to teach your players how to deal with it because the public's not going to change. As a matter of fact, if they know they're getting to them, they'll ramp it up even more.
Exactly. I mean, but that's what you work your whole life for, is to be on that big stage. So you got to learn. You got to learn how to deal with that. I mean, if you're going to move on to pro or the NHL, you're going to get it even worse. You're going to be even more under the microscope. So you got to learn how to deal with that. That's just part of life. If you don't want to have people watching you and critiquing you on social media, then don't be
play tennis.
Don't be a good athlete, and Or just, you know, go work a regular job. If you want to be,
it's part of the job.
Be a good athlete, you're going to be critiqued.
Yeah, you know that is, and that's part of it. And we go through that all the time. It's like if you want to be an exceptional athlete or an exceptional in whatever field, you got to deal with exceptional circumstances, right? And you're going to take some heat. That's part of, you know, when you get paid that extra money. My brother goes and works in the mine. He gets a really good wage, but he gets danger pay for being underground and dealing with the bad air and all that other stuff, right? These players, you're getting your millions of dollars when you're in the NHL, but it's because you're dealing with all these other things. You're not going to lead a normal life, unfortunately, but they are still just kids, so I do get that side of it. And we're going through that right now because January 10th, here in Western Canada, it's the Western Hockey League trade deadline, and those trade deadlines are going to happen all across the country in the CHL and Junior A and all other leagues. And we try and speculate because teams want to know and the fan bases want to know what their team's going to do. Are they going to improve and where are they going? And you want to get excited. But these are kids we're talking about, and we struggle between trying to be the Bob McKenzies and the Darren Draggers because we know what's going on and what teams are looking at. Do we want to be out there spreading rumors about 16, 17, 18-year-old kids, and you might have to move to Winnipeg or Kelowna or Saskatoon or wherever? You know, it's a balance about throwing their names around and they're thinking, I got to leave all my friends and my family and this and that, or is it hockey? So we deal with this every day.
That's the price you pay.
I say, I don't like the rule where you have to ask a 16 or 17 year old just because they're in school. I hate that rule. Having to ask a player, well, is it okay if I trade you? My opinion is that if you're in that league and you're playing, you're tradable. And if the coach comes up and says, sorry, you're leaving your high school to go to Winnipeg or Vancouver or Swift Current, you got to go. I think that's part of the job. I don't like that rule. I understand why they made the rule to try and help with kids in school. But I mean, part of the job, once again, it's a different lifestyle. It doesn't have to be too coddled.
Well, there's a guy that will have an opinion on this, and it's our next guest who's making his Rod Peterson Show debut from TSN 1260 Radio in Edmonton, Jason Greger, our good and longtime friend. Happy New Year, Greger. How are you this morning?
Roddy, how you doing, man?
Very well, buddy. Happy New Year.
You want me to move into the picture? There we go.
You're good. You're good. Happy New Year. How was it for you? You survived the heart attack from the Oilers New Year's Eve?
Yeah, well, I took that game off. I was out with my son on the outdoor rink. But yeah, I watched it later. And when Josh Archibald scored to make it 6-0, I think people were celebrating as they should have been. But it was a crazy final 15 minutes or 25. And you know what? At the end, all that matters is you win. You can look at it two ways. Either the Oilers were great for 35 minutes or they really stunk for 20. You kind of pick which one you want. And I think the glass half full people will pick the first part of the game and the glass half empty will focus on the second half. And we'll see how the Oilers do tonight in Buffalo, the start of a huge 5-game road trip.
Well, obviously, I brought you on to talk Oilers, but I want to get your opinion, first of all, on our poll question. Are we too hard on junior players in this country? And by the way, his nephew is Noah Greger, who things turned out pretty well. We ended up in PA, as you know, Jason. But are we, as Canadian hockey fans, too hard on the world juniors?
I think there's a lot of people that get too caught up in patriotism to recognize that it's young players. And let's be honest. Nowadays, in a one-game do-or-die come playoff time, anything can happen. Like, Canada's into the semifinals, and now the top four teams, they can all beat each other on any given day. We're not going to dominate every year like we used to because the rest of the world has caught up now. We could probably look at why and say, okay, what can we do to counter that? But now that they've caught up, I don't think there's ever going to go back to the days where we went 5 in a row. I just don't see it happening. So I think some people... I'm going to say it's a small minority of people that start attacking online. And most of them are nameless, and I'll refer to them as gutless, because it's really easy to attack a kid when your Twitter handle says Barmart 22.
Right. No kidding. No kidding. Where do you sit on junior hockey players in the trade deadline? This is something that, you know, broadcasters go back and forth on in the Western League because we kind of know what's going on and we want to get the information about our teams like they do with TSN and the trade speculation in the NHL. And then some people say, well, there's 16-year-old kids, 17, 18, 19-year-old kids. Should we be talking about the trade rumors? Where do you sit on that?
Well, the 16 and 17-year-olds, if they're in school, can't be traded. So they're not going to be involved in any rumors anyway. So to me, you know, 18, 19, 20, at that point, you're a grown man. And you know what? That's kind of part of it. Whether you like it or not, that's going to be part of their future if you're going to turn pro. It's going to be that your name might be out there in rumors. And keep in mind that a lot of what's talked about and then a lot of what occurs is very different. Right, like we'll see it this year leading up to the NHL trade deadline. And fans love it. It's kind of the fun part of the game. And I know they're human beings, but being traded isn't the worst thing in the world in the NHL. And in junior, yes, it would be tough, right? But it depends on where you get traded to, right? If you get traded from, you know, Moose Jaw or Prince Albert to Victoria or vice versa, is that bad? It all depends. If you go to a winning team, you know what? Guys are going to be happy. And usually when you're getting traded from, let's say, the good team to a bad team, well, now you're going to get more ice time. So it's pick your poison. I don't have a problem with it if it's 18, 19, and 20-year-olds because We don't have to worry about the 17-year-olds. And I will disagree. I heard you guys talking earlier. I think it's a great rule. 16 and 17-year-old kids, like when we say it's part of the job, it's not part of the job. They're 16 and 17-year-old kids, and 95% of them aren't turning pro. So they shouldn't have to get their high school uprooted because education is still the number one thing for the majority of players in junior hockey.
Speaking of guys that have been traded, Jordan Eberle pretty happy with how that's turned out. So that'll be our segue to the Edmonton Oilers. And I love the fact how the Oilers Nation has welcomed me back into the fold as an Oil fan, which I am. But that New Year's game was like junior hockey, Jason. Just unpredictable, right? And bing, 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 goals going off like crazy, which we all loved. But this team, what's your take? Because I was there for the Flames game on Friday. It was just awful. Man, you saw it. 11 seconds in, the game's over. Is it a tough, not a rebuild, but just having to be patient here with this new regime? Where are you on the Oilers?
Well, Ken Holland's in a situation now that he's got to try to repair many years of bad trades. Right now, he made an unbelievable trade, James Neal, for Milan Lucic. No one can argue that. Neal's been phenomenal for them. And I know that, you know, his plus minus isn't great, but he scored a ton of goals. So, you know, either way, it's better than what Milan Lucic was going to bring to the Edmonton Oilers without question. So he made one really good trade. The problem is you can't ask your GM, you know, unless Peter Chiarelli's on the other end of the line, to constantly fleece the other team's GMs. It's just, it doesn't happen very often. So he's going to have to be patient. And I understand that Oilers fans have no time for patience. I get it. And season ticket holders have spoken with their wallet, as have many other fans. And that's their right. It's their right. And oh, trust me, the Oilers, Ken Holland, they all want to make the playoffs this year. They know it. It's crucial because if they don't, the tickets are going to be even less next year as far as season ticket holder base. So it's a fine balance on how he juggles trying to not salvage the future to help his team now. What he's got to hope is, you know, Kyler Yamamoto, who was massive really in the final 2 minutes of that game for the Edmonton Oilers. Two great defensive plays, and then he scores the empty netter. But maybe he can contribute. And, you know, maybe they recall Tyler Benson here in a bit. That's kind of what they got to wait for. I don't think there's any magic tonic for them. They could look at maybe picking up a depth scoring winger. But ultimately, it's going to come down to, and it sucks for their top guys, they're going to have to be the big guys who carry their team. But funny enough, guys, since November 1st, the Oilers' depth scoring has actually been right amongst the league average. It's fine since November 1st. It was terrible in October. So if that continues and this team can figure out how to cut down their goals against, then they'll be in the playoff race because there's no dominant team in the Pacific this year.
Do you guys have anything more for Gregor on the Oilers, or should I move on to football? You're good?
Go ahead.
That's the interesting thing with the Flames, by the way, is all they care about is getting ahead of Edmonton in the standings. If that happens, they're happy with their season. You guys want playoffs in the Stanley Cup. That's what I like about Edmonton versus Calgary. But when I was in Edmonton on the weekend, a lot of talk about the Eskimos. And what I love about your town is it's a great CFL town. When I was in that luxury suite in those theater boxes there, people are like, oh, you're with the Rough Riders for 20 years? Cool. Like, they respect the CFL there. And they're pretty high on Scott Milanovic as the new head coach. Like, really high. What's your take on the green and gold?
Well, this offseason, Rod, and I know you follow the league for a lot, you're super passionate about it, is we'll find out whether or not they can scout and bring in some internationals who can start. Right, you don't win in free agency in the CFL. Everybody thought the Eskimos won. I was like, no, they didn't. They overpaid. And I got really lucky that Sir Vincent Rogers was hurt. Otherwise, they would have been in cap hell all season long. So we will find out if they're going to be able to scout and bring in some young internationals who can start. Because that's how you win, and that's how you get better in the CFL. Right? Their Canadian talent's okay. It, you know, you got to draft well and bring in some old linemen usually, and that's how you're going to encourage your team to be better there. But ultimately, to me, the coaching staff's one element. I'm curious to see who they'll bring in. I'm hearing maybe Devon Claybrooks as their defensive coordinator. Now, I would keep AJ Gass as a special teams coordinator. Continuity matters in pro sports, and if you're always changing, usually that's not a recipe for success. But to me, it comes down to, can Brock Sutherland bring in some young guys without CFL experience who can start and help your team? If he can, then they've got a chance to be good. If not, it'll be another tough year.
Any chance do you think that Chris Jones returns to the City of Champions given his history with Milanovic?
That's a good one. Now, you know Chris Rod just as well as I do. He went from running everything in Saskatchewan, right? Like everything. and now he's just going to be a defensive coordinator. Like, I guess they could give him assistant coach handle just for the sake of it. But, you know, I know he loves to coach. So if he wants to coach, then sure. But I wonder if he's going to want to go from running everything to just going back to being a DC. That's tough for some guys. Like, once you've been a head coach, you love it. And some guys don't want to go back. So I don't know if I know Chris well enough. My gut says he might hesitate at that. But again, he loves coaching. So maybe he says, you know what, I just want to coach.
Well, one thing I've learned is coaches are really no different than players. One, having talked to the Jones camp, it's like a bomb's gone off in his life here right now. He's just picking up the shrapnel, right? Just sorting things out. And then he'll make a plan from there. And it's going to, if he can get a job in the NFL, he'll stay. But he wants to coach, and I believe he will be back in the CFL. And he's not as big an egomaniac as people believe. I think that he would go to Edmonton if that was the best opportunity and the money was there. I think he would. But right now, not making any decisions. Jason, thanks for your time this morning, man. Always appreciate following you and all the rest, and looking forward to getting up to Edmonton. I'll look you up next time.
Right, anytime, man. And the other thing about Jones is the coaching cap. Right? Like, yeah. That might limit teams now. Like, I hate that decision by the CFL. I don't think it helps the league at all. I think it hinders them and bringing in the best talent for coaches.
Absolutely, no doubt. Jason, thanks, man. Have a great day and a great 2020.
Thanks, Rod. You too.
Jason Greger from TSN 1260 Radio in Edmonton. We'll break. When we come back, more on the hockey chatter. But also, I did get some intel, I guess, on the Alouettes GM search, why it stalled. We'll talk about that and more when we come back. You're watching The Rod Peterson Show Thursday morning, episode 147. Canada's only mid-morning sports talk shows right here on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hits, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Oh boy, it's what's so much fun about this program. Thanks for joining us for coffee this morning. Caliber Coffee on this Thursday. I wanted to delve into that CFL stuff, but I just saw a tweet here from Above Average Joe's podcast. He says, John Tortorella should just send a fat stack of paper to the league office right now, prepay the future fine, and make the league office sweat it out on when he will embarrass them next. $20,000 to John Tortorella, fine from the NHL. We talked about that on Monday, right? Was it Monday?
We talked about it. $20,000 fine, and he's already been fined a subsequent $25,000. Not fined, but it's been put in place that the next time he has an outburst, it's $25,000. So they've already put the conditional $25,000 fine in place, just ready for when he goes
up. This is what I hate about sports, and it's not new. And Jared, I can see you're thinking. I can smell the smoke. You shouldn't fine a guy when he's right.
Exactly.
And when the clock screws up in your own barn and you lose a game and a player because of it, how do you find the guy when he's just saying the truth?
Yeah.
What's he supposed to say?
And the ownership's going to have his back. I guarantee you the owner already wrote him a check for $20,000.
Do you think so?
I would bet on it.
People were talking about doing the GoFundMe page thing to pay for the fine.
Were they?
Yeah. I don't know if it actually got started. But yeah, everybody knows that he was right. And they're siding with him, which is kind of a change for John Tortorella, isn't it?
Because most times he's just being a jerk. But in this case, he's got a real legitimate point. And how does the NHL find him? They should be sending him those idiotic letters of apologies, what they should be doing, instead of fining him.
It's entertaining, too. I mean, look at the story this made for the league. Just more people watching.
But it made him look bad. I mean, here's the thing. Here's the NHL head office saying to John Tortorella, "You made us look bad. We're fining you $20,000. Hey, NHL, you made yourself look bad.
Exactly.
Don't be fining Tortorella. That's the problem that I have. I don't have a problem with a coach going off in a post-game news conference on a call. Fine him. Because that's his take on a bad call. Here, they've got video evidence. You saw the rant, right? He's like, "We have all the technology to prevent this from happening. The clock, the cameras clearly show the clock running and the play's not on."
Yeah.
How do you find them?
And they said they don't want to, they're not going to run the clock back and they're not going to look at it. And if he hadn't been called at that point, now that's on the NHL a little bit, I think, too, to be a little more proactive. John Tortorella's got to be sitting there coming off the bench with an assistant being like, "Hey, the NHL's on the phone to explain this," right? To prevent that from happening. Because if you don't find him in the situation, all of a sudden, anytime the league makes a mistake, you're giving the coaches license to rip them to shreds and make them look bad on national TV or in the newspapers and on SportsCenter and on social media. You're giving them a license to do that, and they're untouchable. So you blow any calls that are obvious, or you make any mistakes and you're giving them a free license to do this. So that's why I think you got to find him in this situation. But the NHL can avoid all of it by being more proactive and calling him and being like, "Look, this was brutal, but they called me and they at least they know they made the mistake and are admitting to it." But that doesn't seem to have happened.
JR is watching in Cranbrook, BC this morning. He says, "I don't usually agree with Torts, but this time I agree with him." To the Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question today, I'm going to give you the Twitter results. Are Canadian hockey fans too hard on our World Junior players? I'm a little sad to report 73% of you say yes. Canadian hockey fans are too hard on the World Junior players.
You know You know what, though? It could be where you're looking because, you know, like Mr. Gregor said, excuse me, if you're looking at just the idiots that are sitting at home hiding behind a name, I don't even count those guys. I those are just entertaining. I laugh at those guys. If you're looking at those guys, then I guess you could say yes. But if you're looking at the real people with the putting their real name out, critiquing and how they're critiquing, then I would say an absolute astounding no.
Well, all of us are voting for no. And 70%+ are saying yes. Now, I understand you got to put yourself in the skates of an 18 or 19 year old boy, and what does it feel like to be trashed by at Tyler G 77? Do you know what I mean? But you got to sit the players down and say, "This guy's a loser." Like, you can't, not you, but you, this guy, he hides anonymously. Maybe it's a pretty good time to learn a life lesson.
Yeah.
That you don't listen to these idiots and jackals. What did Gregor call them? Gutless.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah. If you can't put your own face and your own name on your picture, if you can't at least put your own name, then, you're hiding. And then and when you have all these ridiculous comments, you don't have to answer to them. Nobody knows who you are. It doesn't affect you
exactly.
In any way.
Well, and those guys will never be convinced that they are cowards, so you just literally have to ignore them and move on with your life.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I know it's not that easy to do, that's where I am in life, and it's actually pretty good. What did Gary Vee say? Once you block out the noise,
yeah, it gets real
life
happy.
Gets remarkable.
It gets remarkable. It really does.
And then you have some guys who actually do put their name and face who are just absolute morons that you just have to forget about.
That yeah, too.
They're everywhere.
The people that you get in Twitter wars with? Yeah, I got it.
You're experienced in that, Jared. We know.
Just checking some Prairie Mobile text questions and comments here. 840-8777 will reach us. 306-840-8777. Happy New Year from everyone at Deer Valley Golf Club. Shane. Oh, are we excited about golf season?
Oh, yeah.
I know it's a long ways away.
You have been reinvigorated with
I've been reinvigorated with
club.
Everything.
But isn't it great?
Definitely golf.
Yeah.
But I still suck. So just remind yourself of that. From Leonard, writes in from the 536. He says, yeah, Rod, I'm coming for you in 2020. Me and you wearing pink tights in the ring wrestling. LOL. Oh, that's what I said. Come at me. In the opening segment here. So here's Leonard saying yes. From Waz, from Saskatoon, writes in. He says, keep saying what you're saying, Roddy. Oh, believe me, I will. From Donnie Mitchell, happy New Year's to the show and all the staff. Cannot agree more with Monday's show regarding bombers reaching out to Western Manitoba. They used to back in the early 80s, but abandoned that region to the Riders. The Jets have better penetration in Eastern Saskatchewan. Cheers, Don Mitchell. I think there's no doubt about that. Trent, our World Junior correspondent from Norway, writes in. He says, make the finals, Canada 6, Slovakia 1, and Russia 3, Switzerland 1. Next up, USA, Finland, and Sweden, Czech Republic, coming after the Rod Peterson Show. Thank you, Trent, in Finland, for the World Juniors update. Why am I tickled by the fact that we have to go to Finland to get a World Juniors update?
To Norway.
Or Norway.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Right? Isn't that funny? Yeah, crazy. Absolutely crazy. And then with that second game, I've wanted to say get this out for a little bit, and we talked about it, you and I did, but we didn't get it, I don't think, on the air on Monday. Is Sweden not the most perplexing story in sports, their World Junior team?
Yes and no.
The biggest oddity in sports with
53
straight wins in the preliminary round and only one gold medal.
So they're not a big game country. That's what it tells you.
Just yeah, like but yeah. Every year, no matter what pool they're in, like they've been in some tough pools, they've been in good pools, they just never, ever, ever lose in the preliminary round. It's mind blowing.
Bunch of Stamkos and Kucherovs.
Yeah,
all on the same team.
Yeah,
good in the regular season.
Well, maybe from the WHL Pats podcast crew. They write in and say, Jared, thoughts on the Pats' direction for the trade deadline? What do you think?
You know what? I would be a seller. You know, I think you can get a huge haul for Max Paddock. Are you going to be at the top of the heap next year? I don't see it. You might be able to hope for the middle of the pack, but having Max Paddock around for one more year, sure, everybody'd love to see him play. He's playing unbelievable, and his second half of the years are always a lot better than the first half, so we'll see what he brings, but yeah, I think you're going to be able to get a huge haul for him. I think there's a couple other guys you could probably, there's some good, I'll call them utility guys, you know, guys like Nyhoff and Crane. Love those guys, great guys in the room, great guys off the ice, great on the, but they add so much. If you could be a team and you could add them to your third line, or even third or fourth line, depending on how good your team is, those guys can fill in. You get an injury on the top two lines, those guys can fill in the top two lines. They do everything. They hit. There's some guys I think that can move, and I think there's a team. Is it Edmonton still looking for another 20-year-old too?
Well, they just got a goalie yesterday.
Yeah,
20-year-old.
They did get the goaltender. Yeah,
Beck so, Warm.
I don't know if any 20-year-olds. If any 20-year-olds would go anywhere, but who knows? Somebody could be looking for a Holmes or a Pratt.
But even you and I text back and forth during these Pats games, sometimes yeah. After. And I'm sorry to bother you when you're on the air.
No problem. I've done it to you a couple
True.
Times.
True. But this thing with Paddock, they're playing him so much. It's showcasing him. And to his credit,
it has to be.
He's answered the bell.
Yeah.
But if you're... Well, Edmonton's got their goalie, because they had a goalie walk out on him just before Christmas, but they got a guy in replacement yesterday. Who would be looking for a goalie? Kelowna?
Kelowna. Yeah.
Like I would have thought Paddock to Edmonton, but Prince they got
Albert,
their guys.
Prince Albert right now, I think, might be. Kelowna might be.
PA. Lethbridge.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Lethbridge maybe, yeah. There's a few guys. And I mean, even if you do have a really good number one, or a decent, you know, look at the teams too that have a number one who isn't, you know, one of the very, very top guys. Because if you could bring in a guy like Paddock who is, and you can have a 1A, 1B system going into the playoffs and through the last half of the year, if you've already got a good record, that doesn't hurt at all. And then you got, you know, then you can run with the guy you already got or pads, or you can just keep going and back and forth, whoever's ready, because he's always hot second half of the year.
From producer Clark, writing in, says, our good friend Brent Parker tweeted that Paddock and Curtis Hunt had a very long conversation before the game the other day. That was just yesterday the Raiders were here, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So maybe there will be a trade between the Pats and the Prince Albert Raiders for a goaltender. Now, the interesting thing, is you were at the mic for the Blades getting spanked 6-1 by the Winnipeg Ice yesterday at SaskTel Center. Where are the Blades? Like, they're just clinging to a playoff spot, right?
Well,
aren't they third in the East?
They are, but here's a team that it, for the remainder of the season has, I think it's either 13 or 15 games against teams that aren't in playoff spots remaining. They have a very favorable schedule. They had a really tough first half. They're above 500. And they went through the tough U.S. division. They've played the Central. So they've got a favorable schedule. And the Blades should be able to challenge for home ice advantage in the first round. They should be able to challenge for second place in the East Division. It'll be a real battle between PA, Winnipeg, the Blades, and Brandon. Those are the four playoff teams in the East. And so it'll be a battle to see where that all shakes out. But they're an interesting team because of what I said before, right? With Kirby Dach not coming back, they're not a top team anymore because they missed that top line and it becomes that much more difficult to get it. They could go out and flip the Pats' first round pick from next year, which should be a lottery pick, and they could make another move, and all of a sudden you get two top line guys to play with Eric Forchuk, and all of a sudden you can compete again, really contend. But if you don't, now you got some moves. So Eric Forchuk's a player who's in play. They've got two good 20-year-old defensemen in Scott Walford and Nolan Neen. Riley McKay, who brings some grit as a 20-year-old and gets under people's skin but can also score. They've got some pieces to move. It'll be interesting to see which way they decide to go because, like a lot of teams, we all have the same destination in mind, but there's a ton of different ways to get there. So it'll be interesting to see what Colin Priestner and Steve Hildebrand do.
You know, we had a sponsor in here now that I think about it. From Sask Snow Beef, Ian.
Yeah.
And he said that we should do a WHL trade deadline special. And that would be, so the 10th is next Friday. So we'll probably do a segment on it. I mean, we'll be on the air 10 a.m. to noon. But do you think, Jared, it'll be must-see TV? WHL trades? Because the deadline's not till what, 3 p.m. or something?
Yeah, you know what? I think you're going to start seeing stuff happen in the next couple days. I think it's going to happen before the deadline. But you'll still see some stuff happen at the deadline. But I think most of it's going to happen. You know, guys like to get in a little bit early. They've already been in talks probably, you know, and over the Christmas break, I think that's probably when GMs do a lot of talking as well. They got a little bit more time. And I think probably all the GMs at this point pretty much know what they want to do. And it's just seeing, okay, who's going to get that domino? As soon as that first domino falls, a team might go, wow, that was our guy. But now that we can't get him, we got to pull the trigger quickly on this other guy. And the good thing for guys like the Regina Pats is that there's so many teams looking to upgrade. There's four teams in our division that'll probably be looking to upgrade, a few on the other side as well. When there's that many buyers, prices go up because you're getting more and more offers, you know, so you get a little bit more. So that's one of the benefits, I think, for the Regina Pats is they'll get a little bit more than if there was just, you know, one or two teams going for it trying to load up.
Pretty cool that Winnipeg's in the running.
Yeah.
Cool. And they look very good. The Winnipeg Ice, when they come to your town, everybody, in Western Canada, buy a ticket and go watch them. Peyton Krebs, Cole Sillinger, two for sure players that you have to buy a ticket to go watch in the WHL. And on one hand, I sort of think, oh, poor Kootenay, poor Cranbrook. The team leaves and they're good again. But you know what? Sorry, Cranbrook. You had the team of the decade, and you didn't go and support it, they all know. That's why the team's not there anymore. Yeah. But, I mean, didn't they set a record for consecutive years in the playoffs?
16 years, I believe it was, straight that they made the playoffs. Won Western Hockey League titles. Won Memorial. Did they win two Memorial Cups? in that time?
One or two.
One for sure, yeah. Maybe two. I can't remember now. But I thought it was two Memorial Cups. And even then, in those playoff runs, they weren't selling out the arena.
Right.
At times. So
it's not a very big arena.
So I get it. But they're going to have this in Winnipeg. So Connor McClellan was the number two overall pick in 2017. He's turned into a star. He's got an A on his sweater. He's only 17 years old. Peyton Krebs will be gone, but that's okay. Connor Geeky was the number two pick in this last draft. He's playing a few games now as a 15-year-old. He looks awesome. You know, the Savoy kid, the younger Savoy kid, he was drafted. He has an agreement to play half a season.
By the way, what about him? Yeah, what do you think about that hit? Did you see the hit?
Took the big hit against Brandon.
Shouldn't be playing, I'm sorry.
He's not now.
No. He shouldn't be playing at
15.
All. Playing against 20-year-old. How old was the guy that flattened him?
No, exactly. 18 or 19.
But I think we might see the first exceptional status player in the WHL next year. This Connor Bedard kid who's leading the AAA league in scoring at this point of the year. He's going to be a good one. I think we might see him at 15 next. To lead the AAA scoring as an underage, that's pretty special.
But the Western Hockey League's never done that,
never
right?
Done
They've
it,
never
yeah.
done it. It hasn't been their propensity to do it. And I think it's a little bit to do with what we saw, like you said, with Matthew Savoy. When he took that big hit open ice, it was a clean check. But you just have such a size difference and you grow so big. And I always talk about, you know, the value of a summer for a kid. You know, don't get down on a kid at 16 or at 17 when he's only got, you know, 15, 20 points. Because look at what Jagan Hallbuckawatz did. Or look what other players do. You go from 15 goals to 50. And a kid grows so much over the summer. And the Savoy kid's going to be a completely different player even 1 year from now.
When are they starting contact now? Wasn't Savoy in one of the ones that would have started?
Bantam.
Yeah, started contact. If he would have started contact in Pee Wee, he would have started getting those skills a little bit earlier of how to keep your head up, how to take a hit.
These
young kids are all skating with their heads down because they never had to learn how to take a hit.
I know we're out of time here, but why is the Dub doing it? You would think they would know it. I mean, I will tell a funny story. I went to Brandon Wheking's camp as a rookie. Thought I was going to be in rookie camp. I was 16 years old, 5'6", 146 pounds. Think about that for a second. Built like a flea. And if you know the Keystone Center, Kevin Chevaldayoff came walking down the ramp. This is like September the 5th. Yeah. So he's all tan, got no shirt on, got his hockey bag over his shoulder. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's he doing here?
Yeah.
Because he looked like just the Rock of Gibraltar. They're like, no, Rod, you're going to main camp. He's 19. You're going with these guys. I'm like, what? I survived to tell it, but there's a huge difference.
Yeah.
And he's 15.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be playing. I'm sorry. Shouldn't be. Is Jared sticking with us an hour or two?
Yeah.
It's up to him? Yes. Glad to have you. We'll be back. This is the Rod Peterson Show, Hour 2 coming up. And it includes Argos kicker Zach Medeiros. You're watching on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Every sale held in 2019 has led up to our biggest event of the year. Ring in the savings with year-end clear out at Capital GMC. We're making a list and checking it twice of the biggest savings on pre-owned vehicles this holiday season. Check out this loaded, certified pre-owned 2019 Chevy Equinox. Get it under the tree for just $25,998 plus tax. And this loaded certified pre-owned 2019 GMC Acadia is only $32,997 plus tax. Only at Canada's number one certified pre-owned dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it. And when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards. They're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
A Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
A man's personality and character is exuded through his haircut. Your image is important. Our high-end services range from a traditional haircut and shave to gray blending, beard shaping, and unwanted hair removal. Located at 425 Victoria Avenue East, book your appointment online now at modernmen.ca or call Tammy 306-522-4111. Modern Men, a haircut for the modern man.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.